Hello, my name is Nur Akila Almi. I watched the video titled Investigating Rocks. The roles of the teachers I observed in the videos are they provide the materials for the children, such as the rocks, the different types of rocks. They also provide the various experiences for children to learn more about rocks. For example, going to the stream or river near the school. And teachers also facilitate children's learning by asking probing questions to allow children to have higher order thinking. They also use graphic organizers such as charts to categorize the different types of rocks children know of, the different usage of rocks, the different activities you can do with rocks, or like what to do with rocks. And teachers also help children to enhance their process skills such as observing, classifying, and communicating. This is observed when teachers ask children questions to identify the different characteristics of the rocks, and getting children to describe the rocks using different adjectives. Teachers used questions such as what is a describing word for that rock? What shape rock is that? Or describe the different rocks from where. This is when children were asked to describe the different rocks they got from the stream during the nature walk. Other than that, teachers also got children to communicate with one another when during the building of the rock tower, as children were asked to work cooperatively to build a tower and see how many rocks they can stack. Teachers provide probing questions such as, do you notice how Daniel is trying to find a rock that fits just right, or how many rocks do we have? And other questions such as, why do you think it's falling down, or is there a rock we need to switch out? These questions help children, provided by teachers, help children to think further on how to better create a stack that is taller and that is stable. Teachers also stated that it is important to get children's perspective on the investigation, and also it is a record of their learning. And then another activity, which is rock breaking. Teachers provide children with geodes, which are rocks with special things inside them. So when they break the geode, there is something that children can find inside the rock. So teachers provided questions such as, what can we find out? How can we find out what's inside the rocks, and what kind of tools they can use? So from this, teachers are not providing the answers, and the activity is not teacher-directed but child-directed, as children are the ones who provide the answers for the teachers. One key learning point I got from watching the video is that I've learned that activities need not be all thought of by the teachers, or in other words, children can also be the ones who generate the idea of an activity. For example, the activity rock breaking activity was thought of when a child asked the teacher if they can find anything inside the rock, and that was how the activity was generated. Other than that, one question that I have for inquiry based lesson is how to direct children's learning such that it is still in line with what the teachers have planned beforehand, and how do I ensure that it does not take too much time.